We know you love true crime, and if you can't get enough, you should check out a great new podcast called Murder Minute. You're about to listen to a clip from the grisly tale of Fred and Rosemary West. While you're listening, go subscribe to Murder Minute wherever you are listening right now. You can also find a link in the episode notes that will take you right to the show.
Fred was born on September 29, 1941. He was the oldest of six siblings, three boys and three girls. Fred claimed that he was introduced to incest and bestiality at an early age by his parents and credits this early exposure to his insanity and viciousness. However, some of his brothers have come forward to deny this claim. By the time Fred was 17, he was known for being incredibly aggressive and groping random women he found attractive. His aggression only got worse because, at the same age, Fred was involved in a motorbike accident that caused him to fracture his skull and break an arm and a leg. The accident made him prone to fits of rage. His rage led him to grope more women, and one punched him and caused him to fall down two flights of stairs. Many have said that this further worsened his brain injury and may have contributed to his crimes. In early 1969, Fred met Rosemary Letts at a bus stop, who at the time was 15 years old. After much convincing, Rosemary agreed to date Fred and be a nanny to his two children. This initially caused a great deal of disharmony with her family, who continuously tried to separate them. However, she continued to meet him even after she was placed in a home for troubled teenagers. Ultimately, her family disowned her, leading to her relationship with Fred becoming even stronger. When she was 16, Rosemary gave birth to the couple's first child, Heather Ann. Fred and Rosemary took their relationship a step further and got married at the beginning of 1972. On June 1, 1972, Rosemary gave birth to their second child, May June West. In 1972, Rosemary and Fred hired 17-year-old Carol Owens to be their nanny. She quit after an intense argument, but the couple tricked her into returning to the home. Once she arrived, she was drugged and sexually assaulted. Unlike many of their victims, she managed to escape and survive the attack, but was unable to bring herself to testify in court, leading to the West walking free. A few months later, the couple killed 19-year-old Linda Goh. Linda's mother visited the place to search for her daughter, but Rosemary informed her that she moved away from the area. Rosemary was wearing Linda's clothing during this conversation. Her body was later found beneath the garage. It was discovered that she had been suspended from the ceiling with her mouth taped shut and a straw placed in her nose so she could breathe while they took advantage of her. It is unknown what the exact cause of her death was, but enough evidence was gathered to determine that she was either suffocated or strangled. As with most of their victims, some of her body parts were missing. The police believed that the West kept them as souvenirs.
Want to find out what happens next? What are you waiting for? Go subscribe to Murder Minute on your favorite podcast platform or find the link in the episode notes. Don't forget to download the Murder Minute app for your daily dose of true crime, available on the App Store and Google Play. And follow Murder Minute on Instagram, @MurderMinute, for even more true crime headlines. Subscribe today on Himalaya, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. The Murder Minute Podcast. It's true crime time.